This is Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim. Jim on the Air. On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim.
On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
With your host.
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 Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
With your tiny little host. With your host.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
Hi,
it's Jim. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. I'm contractually obligated to use that joke every single time until another one comes along. But thank you for joining us in another edition of Jim on the Air. Just to get some of the business out of the way, you can find the podcast on several different platforms. Of course, it's called Jim on the Air, and it's available on anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just to name a few, and also on YouTube as well. The video will be available there. And this time around, I'd like to tell you that I'm going to be interviewing part of the cast, or the two leads from the brand new musical that's being produced by Out of the Box Theater Company. It's called Miss You Like Hell, and it's produced and directed by Samantha Eve, and starring Michelle Hernandez and Laura Mehlig. And ladies, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, yeah, this is great.
Hi. So Sam, I'll start with you. A lot of people are very familiar with Out of the Box Theater, but for those who might be new, tell us a little bit about Out of the Box and how it all got started.
Absolutely. Well, I started Out of the Box Theater Company when I moved back to Santa Barbara from New York, and I was just really disappointed that there weren't a lot of opportunities for adult actors to perform in musical theater, especially contemporary musicals, which has always been where my passion is. So we just kind of spur of the moment, without really knowing what we were doing, I found some people on Craigslist and on Facebook, and we put together a production of Reefer Madness. And that was back in 2010. And so since then, we've brought a lot of premieres to the Santa Barbara area, shows that have never been done in the area before, like Spring Awakening, Next to Normal, Evil Dead the Musical, Rocky Horror Show. We've been doing this for a long time now. We took a little bit of a hiatus with COVID. But we came back last spring with a production of Tick, Tick, Boom, and now we are back in full force.
Awesome. And it's such a great success story. It's because you've performed mostly at Center Stage. You know, Center Stage is, the purpose of Center Stage is where theater begins, and your company literally began there. And it's wonderful to see you grow. What have been some of the challenges that you faced over the years, or any challenges that kind of stand out that you've had to deal with as you've gone along all these years?
Well, COVID was certainly an unexpected challenge. We suddenly, you know, theater is so much about connecting with other people, with other human beings, with your audience, with the other actors. And suddenly we were kind of discouraged from being able to connect. So we did a couple of living room concerts on Facebook, working with Out of the Box alumni, you know, people that have been in our shows before. We also did a series of virtual duets that Michelle actually participated in from shows that we would like to do in the future, like Beetlejuice, Dear Evan Hansen, Waitress. And so that was a lot of fun. I would say some other challenges working in Center Stage. We love that theater, but you know, there's no pit. It's not a place where we've seen a lot of musicals done before. So we really had to learn how to best produce a show in that space. And I think we've pretty much got all of it figured out at this point. It's all very smooth sailing, but because we do have live musicians for each one of our shows. So balancing the sound of that plus microphones in a small space is always going to be a challenge, but they're really wonderful at Center Stage Theater, and they're very supportive and eager to help us figure things out. So, I mean, I think looking at like Evil Dead the Musical, when they let us build blood cannons into that stage and spray people with fake blood, like they really just want to see community theater thrive. So I'm very appreciative.
Wow, blood cannons. That's fabulous. And I'm chatting with the cast and the director and producer of Miss You Like Hell. And this is a new musical, and it's making its Central Coast premiere. Is that correct, Sam, here on the Central Coast?
Yes, it actually, I believe, is close to being the California premiere, but it was originally workshop when it was done originally before it went off Broadway at La Jolla. However, that was a different version of the show. So I'm pretty sure that for this version of the show, it's the California premiere. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
But at the very least, it's the Central Coast, like South Coast, from at least if you go Ventura all the way up to San Luis Obispo or something.
Yes.
That's for sure. And it hasn't been done in this area at all. So that's wonderful to see new works being brought to Santa Barbara. And then, go ahead.
To say, and this particular musical is so worth seeing. It's so worth producing that it's kind of surprising that other companies haven't taken it on. I think maybe just the fact that it's lesser known has been discourages other people from bringing it into their season. But it just has so much value to it that we're just really excited to be bringing it to the stage.
Yeah. And Miss You Like Hell, we'll mention it throughout the show, but I just don't want to forget to get all the information out there. It will be performed at Center Stage Theater. It opens November 4th through the 13th. And for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and give them a call at the box office at 805-963-0408, 963-0408. So, Michelle, I'll start with you. First of all, tell us a little bit about the plot. What is Miss You Like Hell about?
Yeah, so the plot centers around a mother-daughter relationship. I always tell my friends it's a tumultuous relationship. They have been apart due to some circumstances, and they, throughout this show, they find ways to come together, find ways to move forward despite some of the harm and the hurt that they've caused each other, and they meet a bunch of people along the way.
And Michelle, who do you play in the show?
I play Beatrice. She is Olivia's mother.
Olivia's mother. And then Laura, you play Olivia.
Yes, I do.
And tell us a little bit about Olivia. What is she like?
She's a very guarded person. She's very quick-witted and she reads a lot, very intelligent. And I think she can call people out on some of their BS. So yeah, it takes a lot for her to kind of unravel during the show. And it's a really beautiful story.
And so so we have the two of you who are mother and daughter who are on the road trip. And can you tell us a little bit about the road trip? Why does the road trip exist in the first place?
Do you want to take that one?
You can take it.
No, you.
I haven't been on the track.
So. Sure. Yeah, without giving too much away, Beatrice hears and sees something on the internet that really scares her about her daughter. And so she hasn't seen Olivia in 4 years, but she runs. She gets in her car and drives as fast as she can to go try to help her and try to figure things out with her. So they take a road trip to just try and reconnect and regain some of that time that was lost. And then along the way, we find out that there are some other circumstances that have kept them apart and that have been the root of their problems that become revealed.
And then the road trip, where do they go from where to where?
So Olivia lives in Philly, and so but Beatrice lives in California, and so Beatrice drives to Philly to pick up Olivia, and so they're basically making a cross country road trip. So they stop in quite a few places along the way.
Well, I love this idea for a story, and it's not the usual story that we usually see in musicals, and so it's nice to see something a little bit different and a little bit more diverse as well. So Michelle, tell us about your character as far as how you are creating her. Like what are you drawing on to create the character?
Yeah, Beatrice is a strong woman. She's a strong Mexican woman. She's an immigrant. She's loud and proud, which is very much like myself. She doesn't fear many things, but the fears that she has are very real and very prominent. But she does her best to make things work and roll with the punches. She just drives through. She has a lot of passion. She loves her family very much, but the circumstances that she has have, made her make certain choices. They're not always the best choices and they're not always the right choices, but she does the best that she can. She is just very fun and a whirlwind of drama, and everywhere she goes, people are just very attracted to her.
And then Laura, for you, what are you drawing on to create your character?
Well, a lot of Olivia is like pieces of the person like that I have been at a certain point in my life, because she's really broody teenager, hasn't really been around a lot of people, and it's kind of like a testament to this day and age, like with all this internet, because Olivia spends most of her time on her blog making friends online and doesn't really have time for physical connection. So when Beatrice comes in and totally like changes her world, flips it upside down, she's thrust into like a situation where she has to think of new things and be open to new things. And so seeing her through that journey is really, it's really nice. It's like really nice to be able to kind of think of it as like a linear path, like starting really guarded inside and then finding different ways I can throw out like how I'm starting to open up.
So would it be kind of fair to say, and Sam, if you want to weigh in on this as well, or any of the three of you, is the road trip like a metaphor for each character in a way, or am I kind of going out on a limb?
I mean, I guess you could say that in the way that you could say that any story sort of is a journey.
Right.
I mean, I think that they definitely, the idea of the road trip, I think it's sort of a play on the American road. You know, there's like this feeling of hitting the road, traveling, getting to meet the people. You know, there's this feeling of opening up your horizons. And she even, Olivia says, you know, she's never left Philadelphia. She is just, you know, very much like lived in that city, attached to her phone and her computer, her laptop. And her mother takes her out into the world to meet strangers, and they meet all sorts of different people. They meet a man selling tamales. They meet two men that are getting married at every state that they drive through on their Harleys. They meet all of these different people that sort of represent the different facets of America. And Olivia learns to rely on those connections and open herself up to those connections. And it's just really beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful, like a beautiful story, and what a wonderful way to like quote unquote show America in a way that you would normally wouldn't see the country, but to see it in small little individual in the two of you, your characters, but then also the characters you meet along the way, and just how very different things are across the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm chatting with the cast of Miss You Like Hell. And Miss You Like Hell will go up at Center Stage Theater on November 4th through the 13th. And for tickets, you want to call the box office at 805-963-0408, 963-0408. Or you can also go online and purchase tickets online at centerstagetheater.org. Speaking of tickets, Sam, we have kind of a different thing going on here with tickets for folks who are under the age of 18.
Yes. Thanks to the Santa Barbara Bowl Foundation and their community ticket subsidy, we are, for the first time, offering free tickets for students under 18. And so this is something we haven't been able to do in the past. We're really excited about it. We do want to make it clear that there is mature content in the show. I'm calling it a hard PG-13 based on language and just
adult themes.
Yeah, adult themes. But I think that it's a great show for high schoolers. It's a great show for people that are, you know, developing an interest in theater and want to just see as many shows as possible. This is, you know, the first opportunity to see this show in the area.
Right. The free tickets are just available to those who are 18 and under. So as an opportunity for them to be exposed to theater. But they do have to have ID when they come to the box office, correct?
Yeah, tickets will be held at will call. So they can be reserved through the website or by calling the box office, like you said. And then they'll have to show their ID when they get to the box office to pick up their tickets.
To pick up the tickets. And so the tickets will be at will call. And what a great opportunity for those to be able to see the show and who might not necessarily have access to theater.
Yeah, and so that's something we really wanted to do. I mean, since I started out of the box, is to make theater more accessible. To make it as easy to go see a play or a musical, go see a movie at the movie theater, or to go to a concert at the Bowl, you know, like these things that people think of as everyday activities. Oh, I'm going to do this on the weekend. For some reason, theater always seems to strike people as like unwelcoming or uninviting. It's too fancy. It's too, you know, intellectual, whatever the idea is of it that seems to intimidate people. We really want to bring shows that appeal to people that they can relate to. That feel relevant and timely and that they want to see.
Make it
accessible so that they can see them.
Well, and that's great and that's wonderful. And especially at a time when we have, especially for those who are teenagers and younger, there is so much other exposure that they have, television and movies and things that are online and video games. And there's so much other activity available to them, that it's great to see that there's, you know, trying to like at least get their toe wet in the live theater realm, if you will.
Absolutely. And especially with COVID, with the students studying from home for so long, a lot of students that would have been participating in theater productions in junior high and high school instead had years of just being on their computers, on their laptops. And yeah. I think that is really isolating for teenagers at a time when you really just want to socialize and connect with your peers. You are very much alone. And also mm-hmm. for theater people, I mean, it is the air we breathe. To be disconnected from that at that age, I think would be really challenging. So we just really want to make it accessible and open to all.
Right, right. That's awesome. So let me turn back to you, Michelle and Laura. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your careers in theater and the performing arts. I'll start with you, Michelle. How did you get involved in theater?
Yeah, so I actually went to NYU with Sam. She was my very first scene partner in acting class, and we've been friends ever since. I know, do you remember that, Sam? So I graduated from NYU with a degree in drama, and then after that, I was in New York for a little while, but I ended up moving back to California. I'm from here originally. And from there, my career kind of went in some different places. I worked at Tokyo Disneyland. I started a party band and worked on cruise ships for a little while, and then I turned that party band into a business, and we did weddings and casinos and pretty much did that for a long time. And I teach private singing and acting lessons full time. So I sprinkle shows in there every so often when I can. I do have but it takes a lot for me to block out my schedule to not be able to earn my consistent living to be able to dive into a show. So I really am picky about the projects that I do. And so when Sam approached me about this, I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Awesome. And then go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I'm trying to remember that first scene we did. Was that the one that took place in the bar in the afternoon?
We were at the bar and we had to go to a bar and we were not 21.
Oh, wow.
But we lived in New York.
But it's our homework.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then, so also for you, Michelle, what are there some roles that you are hoping that you get to play before? You know, before this life ends.
I know, right? So I'm in a new season of my career. I've actually been waiting to grow into my mom type for a very long time. I've always had a youthful facial appearance, but my spirit is a little bit older and more mature. So I was playing old ladies in high school long, long ago. So
oh, me too. I was playing the old man.
There you go. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. Yep. So I have been waiting for this season of my life. My dream roles definitely have changed. I do have to reconsider what those are. I did get to play Yitzhak and Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which was a dream right. role of mine. So that was really exciting. So yeah, the roles have changed as I am doing research for some of my students. I've been at the library and reading a lot of plays and looking into a lot of things over there at the LA Central Library. And there are a lot of roles for women in plays that are, you know, in the age group that I'm going into, which is different for musical theater than, you know, and that's a whole other conversation, but so it's, you know, it's definitely a new exciting time for me, and I'm excited to be exploring that part of myself.
Nice. And then Laura, for you, tell us a little bit about your path through the theater arts. How did that go for you?
Well, I grew up here, and when I was about like 9 or 10, I started with the Adderley School, and we did do a couple shows at Center Stage, so I have experience in that place. But then after my first show, I was like, this is so fun, like I never want to do anything else. And so throughout like middle school and the rest of elementary school, I was like super interested in it, did whatever I could to continue doing it, and it's just like I had a passion for it, like unlike anything else really. And then my dad, he lives in Texas, and there was an arts high school there. It was like a magnet school called the Northeast School of the Arts. And he was like, why don't you come here for high school and spend 4 years at this really great program where you can be a musical theater major? And I was like, why not? So I did. And it was great. We did like 3 shows a year. We had daily acting, dance, and vocal classes. And it was really nice to get a taste of like what a college major would be like, because it was kind of rigorous, as like a college major would be. And we did have to take like regular high school classes as well. So I was also taking like English and math. But then After I graduated this past May, I decided to take a gap year because as I was applying for colleges, I didn't really have time to focus on exactly what I wanted. So I only applied to like maybe six. And, you know, it wasn't really something that I thought was a for sure thing. So I wanted to take time off to really like work on my responsibility and become more of an adult because I am 17 still. I'm younger than a lot of like my class was when I graduated. So taking this gap year, I was thinking like, let me just take a break. I'm going to do college again. But then I saw this show and I was like, this is unlike anything that I've ever like been in before. It's a story that I've never been able to tell. And seeing as I haven't really gotten to play any characters that have my ethnicity, that have my type of story, because my mom is an immigrant, it was really interesting. So I was like, I'm just going to try it, see what happens. And then I had like a really good experience at the audition. And then the rehearsal process has been like the most welcoming, loving, safe space ever. And so I am enjoying every minute of this show.
Nice. And then are there dream roles for you down the road that you would like to play? If I could play blank, what would that blank be?
The one blank is probably Beatrice in Much Ado About Nothing. Kind of funny because it's also Beatrice by Shakespeare.
Yeah. Right, right. And that's a dream role for you. And then Sam, for you, for Out of the Box, what are like future shows that you are planning to do or that you would like to do later down the road?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this season, this starts off our season for the 22-23 year. And then in the spring, it is very ambitious, but it is a show that has been on my list for a very long time. And we're going to do Once. It's truly terrifying to try to think about, especially right now because I'm just neck deep in Missy Like Hell. But right. What makes Once such an interesting show is that it's made up of actor musicians. Yes. But I do think that there are some shared themes with Miss You Like Hell in terms of immigration and also in terms of how music can be used to connect people and the idea of trying to build connections and mm-hmm. as like such an integral part of being a human being and being alive, like to just build those connections and be open to the experiences that the world has to offer. And shows that I would like to do in the future. Oh gosh, there's so many. I have a list and I just slowly work my way down it. And I will say that I was expecting more shows to become available in terms of licensing when we had this COVID break. But instead, it's like everything just shut down. And so I'm still waiting on rights for shows that I've been waiting for like 4 years.
Wow. So are there shows that were... I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, so please get on it, Concord. It's a licensing agency.
Oh, right. So I was going to ask, so shows were shut down licensing-wise because of COVID?
They just I don't know. I think it's because the offices were closed and there just wasn't work being done.
Oh, okay.
I thought that during COVID, because so many shows were closing, that those shows would become available for licensing during that period of time. But I'm not 100% sure why that didn't happen. It seemed like it was sort of stagnant during that period. But I will say that I got a very exciting email about a show opening up for licensing that I have been wanting to do for a few years. And it's a show that I actually wrote an email to the writer of this show. And he was kind enough to return the email. This was years ago, pre-COVID, years ago. And he said, thank you so much. I would love to see the show done in Santa Barbara, but I have no control over it anymore because I gave all of the rights to Samuel French. So you'll just have to wait like everybody else.
Oh.
So I've been waiting very patiently, I think. And I just got an email last week that it's opening up for licensing. So
And what's the name of that show?
Surprised.
And what's the name of that show? Oh, you can't say it. Okay, we can't reveal. But it's with Samuel French, so if we just look up all the shows that Samuel French has, maybe we'll figure it out. Oh, gosh. Well, we're just about out of time, but before we go, let's just give out everyone's information. I'll start with you, Michelle. Tell us about, you know, anything that you have coming up, either future plans or anything that that you would like us to mention before we go.
Yeah, no worries. Yep, just come see the show for me. You know, we've all been working really hard on it, and it's something unlike anything that you'll see before. So I would just, you know, extra promote the show for me. You can follow me at Michelle Hernandez on Instagram, and my website is michelle-hernandez.com.
Excellent. And then Laura, for you, any information that you want to put out before we go?
I just think it's a really important show that everybody should see and experience. And my Instagram is Larissa Mehlig, M-E-H-L-I-G, and that's pretty much it.
Awesome. And then Sam, for you, any other information we want to get out there?
I would just say check us out online. I'm out of the box theater company. You can find us at outoftheboxtheater.org. And also you can sign up for a mailing list, follow us on Facebook, Out of the Box Theater, Instagram, also Out of the Box Theater. We post a lot of our audition notices through the mailing list and through social media. So if you follow us, you should be able to get information on upcoming shows, upcoming auditions, concerts, fun events, things like that. So definitely give everybody a follow.
Awesome.
We hope to see you at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we'll get people out there. And again, the show is called Miss You Like Hell. It'll be at Center Stage Theater November 4th through the 13th. For tickets, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org. Or you can call the box office, 805-963-0408. And if you want to know what I'm up to, you can follow me all over the socials, Jim on the Air on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter as well. And then also on YouTube, it's Jim Siriani, Jim, S-I-R-I-A-N-N-I. And also the website is www.jimsiriani.com. And thank you all so much for watching and or listening. And we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. This has been Jim on the Air. Jim on the Air is the show about anything and everything. So, if you'd like to be a part of Jim on the Air, or you have an idea for a topic, shoot me an email to jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Jim on the Air. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and share this video. I would greatly appreciate it. Jim on the Air is a presentation of 5J's Media Production and was recorded earlier for presentation at this time.